Stephen Zone is a professor of music history at Temple University's Boyer College of Music and Dance. He specializes in Baroque music, including the compositions of Purcell, Telemann, Bach, and Handel.
So one of the things, and I know that you have a lot to say about the water music, but one of the things I wanted to ask you is I can't tell when it was first performed. Is there a controversy about that, or is that an unsettled fact?
We're pretty sure it was on July 17th, 1717. That's the only entertainment on the Thames in London that we can connect a piece by Handel. And from descriptions of it, the musicians, the kinds of pieces that were played, almost certainly it was Handel's water music on that day. Probably the king went out on the water as a kind of photo op. Apparently his subjects never really got to see him much. He was kind of reclusive. So he figured, well, if I go out there and have this big pageant and sail up and down the Thames, people can come and wave, and I can wave to them, and this will be a great public relations moment. And what better music to have than Handel? And the king loved Handel's music. So this was probably a very politically motivated event, and that's really how Handel's water music got written.
Then would it have been that King George commissioned this music, or?
Probably it was commissioned, or at least, you know, one of the king's handlers approached Handel about this, knowing that the king loved Handel's music. So, you know, I think it was no accident that it was Handel writing the music for this event.
How long had Handel been in England at that time, do you think?
Well, so he arrived in 1710 and then went back to Germany a little bit. But from 1711, he stayed for the rest of his life, till 1759. So the bulk of his career was actually spent in London.
A number of things happened in Handel's life the week of February 18th. He became a naturalized British citizen. And one of the other things is that the water music was performed in a concert hall. And can you give me a picture of how that would have happened or what would have happened bringing this music inside?
Well, we're not really clear on how that worked. We know that there was a performance in 1722 at Stationers' Hall in London. And there was also a performance of a spoken play that had some of the water music as incidental music in the play. So that's how Handel's water music was heard after its original performance. We don't know of other performances. We don't actually know which pieces were performed on this occasion, probably not all of it. We also don't know how well it was known at the time, because in terms of publication, the overture was published in 1725, and then in succeeding years, parts of the music were published, but there was no full score for a long time, and probably Handel just kind of kept it close to his vest, you know, not wanting to let it out, because perhaps he had other ideas of how it could be used.
It was not necessarily then well known, and it wasn't being done because it was a really popular thing.
No, I mean, it would have been regarded at the time as kind of a relatively minor, obscure work by Handel. Nothing like it is today, where it's one of Handel's big hits. Not many people would have known it, at least initially.
Was Handel building on a French tradition? Was it all things French then? It seems like...
Oh, they're definitely French roots. The idea of a suite for orchestra is it's a French and a German thing, but I think especially French. And there are a lot of minuets, which is a French dance, in the water music. There are berets and other French dances, as well as kind of English dances mixed in. So I think what Handel is doing is drawing on an older tradition. For example, the overture resembles the kind of overtures that Purcell wrote. And then he has more modern dances, but he also has movements that are more like concerto movements in the water music. So you have a mixture of Italian and French, old and new, in the water music. And I think that fits in well with an English king who's German-born, an English composer who's German-born and studied in Italy, and the cosmopolitan center of London, where Handel's opera orchestra, which is the basis for the ensemble that was floating down the River Thames playing this music, had a lot of Germans and a lot of Italians and some French players, as well as Englishmen. So it was an international group playing international music.
Very modern, probably, at the time.
I would say so. I think that's probably part of it, is here's a new king for a new age playing music that reflects, you know, the modern styles of Italy and France and, of course, England.
It's really famous right now. when and sort of how did that all come about, if it wasn't so famous during his lifetime?
There aren't too many suites for orchestra by Handel. He didn't write such pieces usually. He wrote opera overtures that might have a few dances after the first sort of overture-like movement, but he didn't really write suites as such, like Bach or Telemann, for example. So that makes it popular, along with the music for the Royal Fireworks, which is a later piece. So they're sort of his suites.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.